We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football, and it comes down to this. Tri-Center needs a win this week to get into the playoffs as they take on Shenandoah. Steve Peterson, head coach for the Trojans, joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team coming into this matchup with the Mustangs?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Things are finally starting to click offensively a little bit better, which is good to have, especially with everything that's happened this year. And defensively, we also, everything's kind of, the kids have been playing and in the system long enough now for these younger guys that everything's been getting a lot better.
So what's the status of A.J. Harder? Is he going to be able to go this week?
We're still trying to figure that out. He's been throwing the ball a little bit, so we're just slowly, gradually working him back in to see what he can do. He's definitely not 100% yet, so we're not sure. We're hoping, obviously, that he's back by Friday, but we still don't have clearance yet. So,
how do you feel like Cale Witt performed last week? He was 11 of 18 passing, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, ran for 57 yards and a touchdown. How did he fare in his really first full complete game as a varsity quarterback?
Yeah, it was a slow start. Had a couple of mistakes there early with the interceptions, but then he kind of settled in. So Cale's done a great job stepping into the role. I mean, he played quarterback before, so it wasn't anything new, but it's also been a while since he's done it. So, like I said, just took him a little time to settle in, but the fact that he has that running threat just because he is a unicorn athlete that can kind of do it all, it's nice having him back there just for the capabilities of if we need to run the ball with him, we can, and he obviously can sling it around too. So, yeah, it definitely helps out a lot.
How about other injuries? I didn't see Jaden Johnson on the stat sheet this past week. You would hope that he was going to be able to go. How about him? Any other? Give us kind of like an injury status, health status of your team.
Yeah, he's still working through a little bit of PT. Hasn't been fully cleared yet to get out on the field either. So we're kind of taking that one day by day. It doesn't make it easy for us as a coaching staff trying to, you know, are they going to play? Are they not going to play? Put in the game plan. So, yeah, we haven't got clearance yet from either one of them, so we're kind of preparing without them. But obviously, if we get them in and get them cleared, they obviously will be stepping out on the field on Friday. So we're still praying to the good Lord above that we can get a couple of those guys back for sure.
So, I mean, what else stood out for you against Missouri Valley? I mean, again, you mentioned it was a slow start, and you only led by 7 at the half, but we got it together and in the second half, pitched the shutout in the second half. What are some things that also stood out in that win over their Big Reds?
Yeah, we just up front with the defensive line just was a slow start for them. They weren't being very physical and weren't getting to the blocks they needed to be there. But then in the second half, they definitely made the adjustments in the locker room, and they started moving some guys, and things started becoming open definitely more in the second half. And I think that's just the kind of Tri-Center football is, you know, you run the ball enough and you grind on the other team, eventually things get a little bit easier. That's what showed on Friday.
So this week, I mean, I guess, do you pretty much tell the boys, like, hey, playoffs start this week?
Yeah, 100%. We're definitely wanting to go get that 3 seed. I mean, it's a big matchup. There's a lot of great competition in Class 1, you know, so no matter where we go, being the 3 seed or the 4 seed, we're going to be going to play a really tough team on the road. So we know we're on the road, but yeah, we're hoping that we can get that 3 seed and make it a little bit easier with the competition instead of going to play the powerhouses in the 1 seed. So yeah, it's playoffs are here, and it's time to roll from here on out.
So how about Shenandoah? What stands out the most with this Mustang team?
Got really good skill positions. The quarterback's a really, really good, a really good runner, and Andy can throw the ball. They have a couple decent receivers there on the outside that they get the ball to. So once again, it's just another Class 1A offense in our district. You know, it just seems like week by week, it's the same thing. The offenses are very dynamic. They have a lot of weapons that we have to kind of, you know, prepare for all across the board. And then defensively, they have some really, really good linebackers, fast, quick, read the ball very well. And then they have a couple guys up front that are definitely very physical. So it's not an easy task, you know, try to game plan against this team because they just have so many different ways that they do things. But we had the whole coaching staff in all weekend trying to draw something up. So hopefully we can be successful on Friday.
for their defense, they got a couple of ball hawkers that have some interceptions on the year. You know, how do you see them just matching up against your wide receivers and Zach Nelson? And if AJ's your quarterback, then Kale goes back to wideout. How do you see that matchup?
Yeah, that's one thing that we definitely have to adjust to now with Zach being the only receiver out there is, you know, he was double-teamed in Underwood. They double-teamed with Missouri Valley. You know, so they've always had two people over top of Zach now for the last few weeks. Not easy getting him the ball, but at the same time, I mean, you see his numbers is he still gets the ball thrown to him because he's just that good of an athlete to get open. You know, so we're definitely scheming some things up, knowing that they're going to put pressure on Zach. If he's the only receiver out there that they technically have to worry about, then you know it's definitely not going to be easy for us. But hopefully, we can scheme some things up, and they like to run a little bit of man to man. So you know, if Zach can get open, we can definitely make some misses when it comes to him being an athlete. So that's kind of what we're hoping for.
And then on offense, Joey O'Rourke is their quarterback. He can also run. They got a couple of other guys who can run it as well. So what kind of system do they run? And you got to account, I guess, for multiple guys who can carry the ball.
Right. You know, they like to run that zone option inside a lot, you know, where they either – you know, give it to their two really, really good running backs, have some yardage and a lot of carries. And then if you want to key on a running back, well, then Joey's going to pull and run it himself. He's a great athlete himself, too. So, you know, you got to prepare for both of them, you know, make sure it's just kind of like to the good old days of option ball. Make sure you got to do your reads and do your job, and hopefully you can make the tackle.
And just overall, what do you make of this game and the opportunity to play it and try? You got to go on the road to do it. Obviously, you'd want to be the 3 seed with all that you've got to gone through this year. You still have a chance to be a playoff team. I mean, you got to, and you, of course, want the highest seed possible.
Yeah, for sure. We've had this game circled now for a few weeks, just kind of have the districts all kind of played out of here. So we knew this was going to be an important game for us. We've scrimmaged Shenandoah these last couple of years with us down in Class A and scrimmaged them in the summertime. So it's probably nice to actually get to play a regular season ball against these guys. I work down in the Shenandoah area, so I know some of these coaches and some of these players that are on the team. So it's kind of nice to finally maybe start this rivalry, if you want to call it, or, you know, them joining the WIC. It's definitely one of those games that, you know, I think everyone's kind of getting excited for. So it'll be good, especially a good competition going into playoffs. It's something you want.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this week against Shenandoah. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Steve Peterson, head coach for Tri-Center Football, joining us here on KSOM.